Sunday the 23rd of December 2018, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, What Are You Waiting For? Sermon title, Faith, Hope and Love. Bible reading, Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 to 5. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
This morning's reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 11 and verses 1 to 5. The branch from Jesse. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. And this is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and teach us your ways. Come and rekindle that love alive in our lives. Speak to us, Almighty God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our joy, hope, and love is found in the ultimate rule of Jesus Christ. Our joy is found in the restoration of Christ our Savior. Our faith is found in the spread of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our hope is in our God who made the heaven and the earth. Christmas is such a time for celebration, and joy is resident in all celebration. Sometimes joy pops out when we celebrate a victory. Sometimes joy overwhelms you when somebody you love returns home. There is joy when a child comes into the world. There is joy in Christmas when gifts are opened. And then there is joy in singing the song of our faith that caused joy to spring up forth from our hearts. Christians have more songs than any other religion that brings joy. Not everyone has this source of joy. As we continue our series in Advent, in Isaiah 11, 1 to 5. Advent is a time to turn our hearts, minds, and eyes away from the materialism and secularism that has become Christmas to the real, genuine meaning of Christmas. Each Advent candle reminds us what Jesus brought into the world 2,000 years ago, and continues to deliver in our hearts as we worship him. In the first week of Advent, as many people may say, is a light of hope that Jesus, the Messiah, is a hope for every heart. If you want hope, look to Jesus. In second week, is a light of love that through Jesus, God's love is personal, powerful, and permanent. Now this morning we turn our attention to the candlelight of joy that is in Christ. Sadly, many people at Christmas don't feel much joy. Circumstances have sucked the joy right out of their hearts. But that is because they are seeking joy in people and circumstance that ultimately can deliver. If the ultimate source of your joy is your marriage, then if it falls apart, so does your marriage and your joy falls apart. If the ultimate source of your joy is your finance, then if they go bust, so does your joy. If the ultimate source of your joy is your family, then if some of them move away, or God forbid, if one of them dies, then so does your joy. Now, I am not trying to minimize the impact and adversity on our joy. After all, we are humans that have feelings, and we are not immune to the sadness, sorrow, and melancholy that can occur when painful circumstances arise. What am I saying is that the ultimate joy that will stay with you and lift you up is the joy that is found in delighting in Jesus the Messiah. We delight in so many things. Do we delight in Jesus above all? Isaiah the prophet spoke of this in the passage where we read this morning. And more understanding can be found when you go through to chapter verse 10. Remember, Isaiah is writing at a time when God's people were guilty of spiritual indifference and apathy. And God's discipline was going to be painful and sorrowful. But in the midst of the grief, there was a promise. In the midst of darkness, there was a glimmer of hope and a reason of joy, the coming of the Messiah. He says, a shoot will spring up from the stump of Jesse, who was the stump, the least of the house of Jesse, David. And God promised David the Messiah would come through him. He told David, your house and kingdom will endure before me forever, and your throne will be established forever, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16. And what does that say about this shoot, this branch, in verse 2? The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. This becomes visible at the baptism of Jesus Christ, when the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and the Father spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased." So 1,000 years after God promised David, and 700 years after Isaiah prophesied, God became flesh in Bethlehem, Emmanuel. God is with us. And the Spirit of God was upon him. In verse 3, his delight will be in the fear of the Lord. What does it mean to fear the Lord? Fear the Lord, respond to him in awe, respect, trust, surrender, obedience, and worship. The fear of the Lord is written in the book of Proverbs chapter 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. When Jesus was tempted by Satan, he said, "Go behind me, Satan. Worship the Father and him alone." When the Pharisees tried to corner Jesus, he said, "I have come to do the will of the Father." In the Garden of Gethsemane, as he was about to be arrested, beaten, and crucified, Jesus said, "Not my will, but my Father's will." In verse 5, righteousness will be a belt around his hips. Faithfulness will be a belt around his waist. In ancient time, like today, the belt keeps everything together in a place. If I don't wear my belt, then everything comes down. My trouser will be on the ground. So the belt was and is the centerpiece of the coming of the righteous one. And it will be the centerpiece of his reign. What are you waiting for then at this Christmas? Are you waiting for his coming as a baby? Are you waiting to celebrate with your family? Clean your heart for Jesus to come in again and afresh in your life. In your Christmas and in your celebration, please be reasonable about your celebration. And remember that there are some people like you who would have no person to say hello to. Are you waiting for his healing or God's grace, his mercy, and his peace? Whatever you are waiting for during this Christmas season, what can you give to Christ is the answer to everything for Christmas. He do not need anything from you. Just give yourself to Christ. He is coming in glory, and every eyes will see him. However, I am saying that the first of all, the ultimate joy is found in delighting in Jesus Christ. Then our joy is found in the ultimate righteousness rule of Jesus Christ. When you read these verses, they say that the Messiah will execute justice for the poor and disenfranchised, and put an end to the wicked. When we look around, we don't see much of that. Good people suffer. Injustice is rampant in the country. The world is incredibly broken. I experienced salvation when I placed my trust in Christ alone. I am experiencing salvation now, and my salvation will be complete when I go to meet with our Lord Jesus Christ. With regards to injustice, when Jesus came to the first time, he came to begin the end of injustice and hatred and unrighteousness. In my life and in the church, he continues to put an end to this. But it will not be fulfilled, or it will not be fully done away until the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here is my point. When I look around and see all injustice and unrighteousness in the world, and even in my own life, I have a choice. I can believe that what we see is the ultimate reality, or I can believe that one day Jesus will return and do away with all the injustice and the prejudice of all the hatred. And if I believe that, if I delight in Jesus, then there is joy, there is hope in that. There is celebration in that. Some of the most joyful people in the world are the most hated. The Bible teaches us that we as Christians will be persecuted. The biggest chance in our lives should be eternal life. Is your name written in the book of life? God gave us peace in our lives, and he gave us joy. Life is beautiful, even in the midst of all the trouble. Let me tell you this one step further. Joy is allowing Jesus to rule in your hearts. When we fight joy for control of our life, there is no joy in that. You show me someone who is ruling their own life, pleasing their own desire and the passion, and I will show you the person who has little joy. He will be a banner for all the people, and the nation will look to him for guidance. The new baby to be born is for all of us. You want to have more joy this Christmas? Then you have to share the good news with someone. There is someone God is placing in your heart to share this good news, to rekindle that love of Christ anew. Pray for them. and bring them to one of the remaining events of the Christmas in the church. One of my favorite Christmas carol is Joy to the World. May the Christmas season fill your heart with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. Have a wonderful Christmas celebration. Amen.